Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will be glad
in what God is doing.
Yes.
As one person say here, in Him. We're going to rejoice about the goodness of God, what God is doing. On this Monday morning, we come in live to you with a word from God for your life. We are here to remind you, make your day count. We only have today, so make it count. Tomorrow is not given to none of us. So let us live as if this is the last day on earth. So if we were living as if this is the last day on earth, I wonder what would we not do? If we know this day was the last day on earth, what would we not do in that 24-hour span? That's a thought for you to think about this morning.
Mm-hmm. We are starting a new teaching topic. We finished out restoration last week, and we are moving into It Is Our Winning Season. Everything attached to me must win. So let that be your declaration. Write it on a sticky note. Put it in your work area. Put it on your dashboard. It is my winning season. Everything attached
to me
must win.
I'm going to win, Dan.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Everything, every situation, every person, every possession, every network, everything attached to me. Every relationship attached to me must win.
There we are what? A winner because He wins. Mm-hmm. Christ win already. He defeat the devil, and He defeat the devil fair and square. That was sure defeat. Didn't cheat. He defeated him in the wilderness, fair and square. Adam lost the battle in the garden, but Jesus won it in the wilderness. So we are a winner.
You made a statement on Sunday. You said, if you don't win, then you didn't attach.
That's right.
And that's a powerful statement, because think about a team. If it's the winning team, if the team won, everybody attached to that team is considered a winner.
Yes.
No matter what level of contribution they made to that actual game, as long as they were attached to the team, they're named within the team, then they won. Even if they had a little fumble or they didn't get in the game as much, maybe they were new to it, but they still won. Why? Because they are attached to the team. So we are attached. We are the body of Christ, of many members, all attached to His headship. And as long as we remain attached to Him, we win. We do not go by what it looks like. We do not go by what it feels like. We go by what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus. So we must remain attached.
Amen, amen, amen. And that just put us in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, 1 through 8 today. If you didn't win, you did not touch.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So this is Jesus teaching. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another.
That's a lot in there to unpack. A lot. And it's going to take us a lifetime, to really unpack all the truth that is found in this 8 verses of John chapter 15, where Jesus started make a very bold, emphatic, strong statement. If you look at verse 1, Jesus is strong. There's a very strong statement as he declared, I am the true vine. That's a strong statement. He says, I am the true vine. Therefore, if Jesus says that, there must be other vine that was not true. Why would he make that statement if there were not vine that was not true? So he clearly differentiates himself from all the other vine. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So we can start about that before we even go into the branches. He talk about him. He's saying, when you compare, if you compare me with other vine, there's a stark difference. I'm not a wild vine out here. I am the true vine. And I attach it to my Father. That's it. So here it goes. Before he says, talk about the relationship that we have with him, he's talking about first the relationship that he have with the Father. Dad.
That's good.
Is it? Yes.
In verse 5, he goes on to say, I am the vine, you are the branches.
Yeah.
So now here comes our role. We're the branches. And if you think about a physical tree, what does the branch do? It lifts up the vine.
Yes.
It holds up the vine. So all that it has to do is remain in position.
Yeah.
And it elevates, it uplifts, it exalts the vine.
Yes.
It lifts it up. So we are to remain in position. And God, he will produce. The God part of us will produce if we remain immovable, if we remain steadfast, and we continue to operate in what he has called us to do here in the earth. In verse 16, Jesus told us, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. And appointed you that you should, he said, look, you should
go
and bear fruit. And your fruit should
remain.
So that's what should be happening. So if it's something different happening, then we need to go back to last month's teaching and cry out, restore.
Yes.
Because the word says that we should bear fruit, that the fruit should remain.
Yeah.
And whatever we ask the Father in his name, that he will give it to us.
So when you look back to verse 1 again, I am the true vine. true. Mm-hmm. That's a true statement Jesus is making. So we have to start there first. The Bible says, he who comes to God must first believe that he is. Before we go any further to talk about he's a rewarder, let's talk about his existence. In Hebrews, it says, he who comes to God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse what, 6, right? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must what?
Believe.
First believe. Mm-hmm. It has to stop right there. Before we go on to anything else, we have to believe that he what? Exists. He who comes to God must first believe that he is, that he exists. Jesus says here, I am the true vine. Before we can do anything else, we have to acknowledge that he is the true vine. We have to get that part. So there's no other vine out there. Jesus is the only true vine. And since he is the only true vine, then we, our role is to what? Attach to him.
And when we attach to him, then we win.
Win.
And
come
we
on.
Bear our fruit.
Yes.
Our fruit that should
remain.
And he said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. That's yeah. such a powerful statement. Jesus said this. This wasn't somebody's opinion. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So everything attached to the Father wins. So we must remain attached. As the branch, we remain steadfast, immovable. We lift up, we exalt the true vine, Jesus Christ. We magnify his name in the earth, and everything that he has set for us to do, he will direct our course to make sure that we are walking in the precepts that are right for us, the precepts that will produce the purpose that's already been written in the books of heaven concerning us.
Yes. So this morning, our encouragement to you is that you identify Jesus as the true vine. So here's the assignment. Number one, identify Jesus as the true vine. And once you identify him as a true vine, then attach to him. And if you attach to him, you are.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count. For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.